Hi there, Blake. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very reduced rate here for your young company. By the way, how's your day going so far?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. So that's the power of this listing, especially for a young company. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option when they're typing in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, whatever they might be typing in. As long as it's a service you provide and they're in your service area, they'll see you, they'll see your website, and they'll be able to call you directly. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. When people need your services, they'll call you. Now, of course, you use Google yourself, and you know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search, and ultimately not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you. But like I said, the ones that do will have seen your website first. So they're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically. They're calling you after seeing the before and after photos. They know that you do exactly what they're looking for, and they're basically hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, of course, it's not just Google. To make sure that you do pop up as a top option on that first page, we'll create the content that the search engines search for. So you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, super pages, man listings. All that content is equally important. It all talks about your services and your service area, and then links back to your website and the listing that we'll make sure is verified both on Google and on Bing. Now, as far as pricing goes, you do qualify for a reduced rate, being that you are a younger business. The reduced rate for a young company, that's the lowest price that we offer to the public. It's by far the biggest reduction in the cost of our service. It is a promotional rate for a young business, but it is not an introductory rate, so it's never going to balloon up on you. It's a fixed flat rate. It's really more of an assistance program to make it more affordable for young businesses. Although it is month to month, we know that our clients will stay with the service long term because it works. And if it makes dollars, you know, it makes sense. No one cancels on profit. So you'd be looking at a flat rate of $199 a month. That's the exact amount. It's actually $200 off the normal cost of the service. It brings $399 down to that flat rate of $199. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, of course, because the calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that exact amount, that $199. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Is that something you think you might want for superior pressure washing services, that first page placement and more phone calls?
It is. I mean, I'm getting calls like this a lot, but it's, I mean, they usually sound like a scam.
We've been in business since 2004. We're actually coming up pretty quick on our 18-year anniversary. About 6 years ago is when the Google partnership started, and we were one of the very first companies that Google partnered up with to provide professional management of these types of services. So we definitely do get
as old as me.
Wow. Yeah. No kidding. So definitely, you know, we've got the experience, we get the training, any of the updates when Google makes changes to their local map algorithm, if they want us to create new directories, sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories, we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that we create the content to keep you right there on that first page. Now, like I said, that tracking and reporting, it gives you the breakdown of the keywords and the search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from that great-looking website that you've got going. Now, did you have any additional questions for me?
Yes. So would y'all handle my verification stuff? Because I'm completely stumped on all this.
Tara put in the notes that you're having a bit of an issue with that. So that would be one of the very first things that we would have done anyway, and, of course, what we will still do. We'll set that up with you as the owner. So you'll always have that ownership of that Google listing. We will ask for managerial access as long as you're a client so that we can create that content and put the links to it. But, you know, that's one of the most important things is being PIN verified. But PIN verification by itself ends up kind of like a digital business card. You won't be on the first page without the additional content, and you still have to tell people how to find your company and how to find your website. But it is an important step in the process, so we'll make sure that we take care of that for you. We are Google partners.
Okay, so, hold on. So my uncle owns Superior Roofing here in Huntsville, and he uses a company called, you heard of Town Square Interactive?
I'm familiar with Town Square. Yeah, I am familiar with Town Square. And they've been around for a couple of years. Well, you know, what I would say is that it's a similar service. It got the same intent, but Town Square has been around for a handful of years, and I do know they do create some directories, but it's about 20% of what we create. You know, it's the ones that most people have heard of, but in a lot of situations, you know, especially if it's a bit of a bigger city like Huntsville, the additional content that most people don't have, that most consumers, in fact, in some cases, most SEO companies have not heard of, Opendy, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, those are all destinations and directories that are as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So while your customers may not have heard of it, it's certainly something that Google looks for. And having the content, the verified content that Google wants to see above and beyond your competitors, that in and of itself is the single most important thing that you can do to get your business listed on that first page. So, you know, while Town Square has been around a few years, we've been around for 18 years, and we'll do a much more comprehensive package to ensure your first page placement.
I got you. I tried to make a Facebook page too, and they said I was something was wrong with that. It wasn't. I mean, you know, Facebook and Google have both told me that
we can help you out with that. What's the problem that you're running into, if you know? I mean, we'll figure it out on our own, but just to kind of give our guys a heads up.
With Google, I sent them I made the listing, and then it told me to verify it, so they sent me a postcard in the mail, and I get it. And as soon as I put the verification code in, it might not be, like, immediate, but they send me an email saying I'm suspended due to quality issues. And, I mean, they won't tell me why. I submitted a reinstatement request. And so the first time I did it, I didn't have a license and insurance. I was just trying to do the Google listing first.
That's okay. So the quality issue.
So I did it.
That's just their generic response. So we'll find out the specifics.
I put this thing in. I submitted a reinstatement request, and then they didn't get back to me. So on the second time, I submitted a reinstatement request, and I attached the file of my business license and insurance, because I got that after. And so then they said, it seems to be running, functioning correctly, but I haven't finished the verification process.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things that need to be done, and, you know, sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, business owners have a bit of an issue or challenge getting that accomplished. But, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We do work specifically and directly with Google's back-end team. A lot of times, you know, if it's any issue that needs to be addressed, we can get it done. Sometimes we can even circumvent the whole send me a postcard kind of thing and do video verification. So there's not going to be an issue with that. I mean, we do it all day, every day. So the business is Superior Pressure Washing Services. That's how you want the company to appear online.
No.
Right? No?
No, it's just Superior Pressure Washing.
Okay, gotcha. Get rid of the services. I saw the services on the Angie Leads profile that Tara attached here. Gotcha.
I'm actually I'm getting a lot of jobs with that, but I mean, I don't know how to edit the Angie Leads thing.
Oh, that's okay. Kind of hit or miss though with the leads that you get. SuperiorPressureWashing.org though, that's your website, right?
Right. Yeah, I made that with the little Google domain thing.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job. And it looks like the phone number that we're speaking on is the same number on the website, so it's definitely the one that you want your customers to call. And then is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Correct.
It is.
520-5307.
Perfect. And Blake, that's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number? Perfect.
Correct.
And then, Blake, what is your last name?
Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N.
Okay, Mr. Hanson. And then I see on the website superiorpwhuntsville@gmail.com. That's a good email address for
Correct.
You? Okay. Yeah. And then when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email. That's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Do you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, email, text, any of those? All those?
Text.
Text? Okay, I'll put text preferred. That'll be easiest for us then as well. And then I did want to ask you about the physical address also on the Angie Leads. It's the 204 Drummond Road Southwest. And you are, correct me if I'm wrong, service-based. You go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you, so that's not an address that
needs
to be promoted online. Is that your home address?
Yes.
It is. Okay, yeah. So that doesn't have to be anywhere online. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google actually prefers to not have a physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, especially since you're out in the field most days. So that's the content that I need to get things started on my end. I'll do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure we've got the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do now, and this is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Blake, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Hold on. What's his name again?
We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com's our website. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, LocalSplash.com -SEO/packages. I'll send that out to you as well so you can see a little bit more about who we are and what we do. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So I sent that out to your smartphone. If you can put me on speaker and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Hold on. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I see localsplash.com. Oh, click on the link.
Yeah. So, obviously you are going to be able to track your success. Like I said, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You can also monitor your reviews right from your tracking system, and you'll have reviews. Like I said, we'll create almost 70 different directories. It is everything that Google indexes. So Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originally populate, They will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So right from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to those reviews for you. We have been around since 2004. Like I said, we're coming up quick on our 18-year anniversary, and we'll change that 17 to 18 when that happens. 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating. I mean, it is a month-to-month service. We definitely have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. If you scroll down right there in the middle where it says Google Ads Partner, that Google G in the box that says Google Partner, you can click right on that. That is not just copy and pasted. It is our official badge of authenticity coming directly from Google. If you click on that box, it does go directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now that's important because, like I said, Google makes changes to their algorithm all the time. Whether it's big changes or small changes, we'll always be in that conversation to make sure that we keep you on that first page. Now your service area is 25 miles, and if you're telling me 30, 40, 50 miles, then I would be talking about the importance of adding either Facebook ads or Google Ads, but for 25 miles, you'll do just fine with the Pro package. It is, like I said, normally $399, and I'm going to cut that in half for you. There are some other bells and whistles that I can add, though, off of the other packages: account dashboard, call and conversion tracking, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. What drives up the cost of the Platinum and the Platinum Premier are the paid ads, either Facebook for Platinum or Google paid ads for the Platinum Premier package. That's a direct cost that we have to incur to create that content. So that's what drives up the cost of those packages. I can include the other bells and whistles in the Pro package. But you'd be looking not at $399 a month. You'd be looking just at that $199 a month. That would be a fixed flat rate for you. So it'll never go up.
It's the exact amount. Is there a setup fee?
Oh, well, there is a setup fee on here, and it is as high as $299. You can see that goes all the way across the board for all of the packages, and it is for the content that we have to create. But being that you're a young company, and also that you know, you're using the Angi leads, and I'm not expecting you to shut that off right away, but once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably dial it back and spend a lot less on those leads. But I'd like to go ahead and just waive that setup fee just to make it affordable enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you. So it would just be the flat rate of $199. There's no setup fee. The $199 is an exact amount. I can read that into that voice verification for you, so of course you know what to expect. If everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. I've got that voice verification set up here, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Blake. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
Superior Pressure Washing.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Hansen, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Blake Hansen, owner.
Okay. And then, Blake, as the owner of Superior Pressure Washing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Hansen, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay.
When is that going to come out?
Well, it would bill today, and we would be able to get you through to a client interview today if that $199 is available for you.
It's not right at the moment, but it can be like in the next hour or so.
Okay, so I can get through the voice verification, and then we'll take a look at the client interview calendar for, you know, an hour or more down the road. We'll schedule the client interview after we're able to process that payment, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then for the billing information that you'll be using for our services, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that, of course, people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do in fact request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Blake, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Of course, you have to. You have to answer your phone. Our job is to make sure it rings, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the annual. And the reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your
company. Hey, hold on. Hold on. One second. I'm sorry. I'm at a client. House.
Okay.
Just one second. All right, you there?
Yep, I am here. Okay. What I was just saying is we asked that you disclose any additional online efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it's month to month, and we're already aware of the Angie leads. There's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing or directories that we're already creating. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might create additional content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Hansen, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAFW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reduction in the costs, yeah, that's perfect.
How do I
with the
let
reduction?
You know?
I'm going to give you a phone number at the very end here, our client support number. Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, actually waiving that setup fee altogether, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I am going to waive altogether, will be charged today, a little later on today, the 7th of September, in the very total amount of exactly $199.00. Now, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month moving forward and the same exact discounted rate of exactly $199. Again, that rate will never go up. Now, as we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, of course, that means that you may discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Now, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now, although when we process the payment later on this afternoon, you'll also get a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number and the support email address as well as the hours of operation. But did you have a pen handy there?
Yeah, I just write it down on my notes on the app.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing. That's exactly what I do. The toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I said, once we process that payment this afternoon, you will receive all of that information as well by email. That does conclude the voice verification. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Correct.
Okay. And although we will not process that payment for at least an hour or so, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, Blake? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
Is it your name on
that? So can I change this?
Yeah, you can. You can change it one of two ways or either way. You can either give us a call and have us change it, or that's one of the things that you can also do through your tracking and reporting system. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes, update billing information, upload photos, request content changes right there through your client dashboard. But for this initial payment, you said that was a Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Well, that's what I was saying, because I just opened a business account with the bank here.
Oh, okay.
The card isn't going to be here for like 5 or 6 business days.
Oh,
so
that's fine. So for the next payment, like I said, your next payment won't be scheduled until October 7th, so that'll give you plenty of time to either give us a call or update it through your tracking system. On this
right.
card, then, that's your name then. Is there any middle initial?
Yes, M.
M like Mike, not N like Nick, right?
Correct, like Mike.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa. Should start with a 4, they all do. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
4-1-3-2. $30.85.
And then the expiration month and year?
May 24.
So 05 or May of 2024, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
244.
Okay, so I've got 244 on the back of the card, and then May or 05 of 2024 for the expiration. The card itself, Blake, was at 4765, 1620, 4132, 3085.
Correct.
And that bill is at the home address, the 204 Drummond Road Southwest, 35802.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you will, like I said, receive that confirmation email after we process that payment. You said you need at least an hour or so?
Correct.
Okay. So let me take a look at our client interview calendar for a couple of hours out. Let's see, there's one at 11. We can do 11 or there's a couple of spots afterwards. If you wanted to do the client interview till this afternoon, we'll
yeah.
process the payment at 11.
11 works.
11 works? Okay. 11. And we'll process that payment just prior to that 11 o'clock hour. But the call is going to be scheduled from 11 until 12. It'll get to you, in this case, just a couple of minutes after 11, get you off the phone pretty close to 11:30. It is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 10 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that call itself is scheduled at 11. You'll also receive a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash, CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, when you receive the confirmation email, and it's only going to be sent out right before your client interview because we're just going to wait till right before 11 to process that payment of $199, but you'll receive that confirmation email with the client support information that I already gave you. You'll also receive an additional email. The invoice email will be sent out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we went through in your voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message as well. Our client interview technician can walk you through that. We just, at the very bottom of it, you're going to need you to type in Blake M. Hansen, case sensitive. Just make sure you don't put a period after the M. It's just the letter itself. And then you're going to hit confirm signature. It'll make sense when you see it. But that does a lot. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced your price.
When is that?
We waived your setup fee.
You'll get that.
You won't get that until after we process the payment, and we'll wait until just before your client interview to do that. I'm just giving you the heads up. Once you put your name in, it's going to ask you for a username and a password, but you don't have to worry about that. That's just our automated system thinking that your tracking system is already activated, but it won't be until after we do the client interview. You get the email before that. But in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is activated, you'll get by text and email your username and your default password. You can change the password if you like. A lot of people don't. You won't be able to change your username, but it is something you can easily remember, and I can give it to you now if that part is already created. It's just the phone number we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com, just include your username or your phone number. Your username is 256-520-5307. Again, just the numbers, no dashes or anything like that. But other than that, you're all set and squared away for that follow-up call at 11 o'clock. We'll process the payment just a few minutes prior to that, and that's when our automated system will send you both the confirmation email as well as the initial invoice.
That's it.
All right. A real pleasure speaking with you, Blake. Mr. Hansen, looking forward to getting this up and running for you. Get your website where people can see it. Of course, our first step will be to make sure that you are PIN verified and recognized by Google as a local business, and we're more than happy to do that for you as well. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
All right. Take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again.
All right. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.